From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, January 13th, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org. And by Douglas Ridge, a new eco-conservation subdivision in Brunswick, dedicated to nature-centric sustainable home design. More at douglasridge.com.
September 11th would become a state holiday under a proposal before the Maine legislature. Supporters say the holiday would honor first responders. Mal Leary has more.
East Machias Republican Representative Will Toole says he's had requests from several constituents to introduce legislation designed to honor first responders and believes the anniversary of the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001, would be an appropriate day for a holiday. The measure drew no opposition at its public hearing, but the Maine Municipal Association says a survey of its policy committee indicates that there may be better ways to honor first responders than a holiday on which many will still have to work. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
Details are emerging about L.L. Bean's plans for the future of its Freeport headquarters. The company plans to spend $110 million to renovate and expand the headquarters. The work will increase tax revenue to Freeport. The company is asking the town to set aside $10 million of that extra tax revenue. Today's Portland Press Herald reports Bean would use that money to pay for steps to reduce pollution of a stream, build a public trail alongside Route 1 in town, and build a conference and events center it would make available for community events. All of this still needs Freeport Town and Town Council approval. L.L. Bean says all the work would be completed or could be completed by 2024. Maine's annual farming trade show is coming up this week, and the state's encouraging hemp growers to attend its growers' seminar on Thursday. Maine has more than 150 hemp growers. Police in Kennebunkport say a sign welcoming people to the community has been found. On Friday, police posted that the Welcome to Kennebunkport sign posted off the side of the Lanigan Bridge had gone missing. And Maine's U.S. senators say two organizations in the state have been awarded more than $2.3 million to expand skill-building programs for young people. That money is from the U.S. Department of Labor. It's going to Learning Works in Portland and Goodwill Industries of Northern New England in Gorham. The Labor Department administers funding for Youth Build, which provides at-risk teenagers and young adults ages 16 to 24 with education and skill development opportunities. In weather tonight, snow ending with skies partially clearing and lows in the mid-single digits to the mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-teens to the high 30s. And on Wednesday, light snow ending by afternoon, starting in the south with highs in the low 20s to high 40s. A ballot question committee representing the Canadian energy company Hydro-Québec could face a significant fine from state regulators for the late disclosure of campaign activity. Meanwhile, as Steve Missler reports, a state lawmaker is trying to stop the company's efforts to convince Mainers to approve a controversial billion-dollar transmission project at the ballot box in November.
Hydro-Québec formed its ballot question committee last fall and announced that it would work to defeat a statewide referendum aimed at scuttling the New England Clean Energy Connect transmission project. But Hydro-Québec's sole shareholder is the government of Quebec, and that has raised questions about foreign influence in a Maine election, and so has the company's campaign finance activities. Last month, Hydro-Québec amended its campaign finance report, showing nearly $100,000 in spending, and that was a month before the ballot committee had been created.
The law is in place to make sure that folks who are participating in ballot question committees are transparent and forthcoming about what they're doing.
State Representative Kent Ackley is an independent from Monmouth who has just filed a complaint with the Maine Ethics Commission. In it, he asserts that Hydro-Québec's ballot committee has broken a law requiring timely disclosure of campaign activities. The Maine Ethics Commission, which enforces the state's election laws, also spotted the late filing. And Commission Director Jonathan Wayne confirmed in an email that the committee could face a penalty in the tens of thousands. That fine could be determined by the commission's five-member board next month. But in the meantime, Ackley is hoping to convince legislative leaders to allow an emergency bill that would prohibit Hydro-Québec or other foreign entities from participating in a Maine election. Ackley says he doesn't know if he has the votes in the Legislative Council to get the bill heard during the current session.
But it's going to be hard for me to imagine that folks would want to sit on their hands and not do anything in the face of foreign influence on a matter that Mainers are going to be voting on.
Ackley's proposal was prompted by a report by Maine Public Radio News last month, explaining that Maine election law does not restrict foreign entities from operating or contributing to ballot question committees. Federal law does prohibit contributions and expenditures from foreign entities in elections involving candidates, but not referenda. Ackley says his bill would close that loophole in Maine's law. The Legislative Council's next meeting is January 23rd. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock, where we'll look at how Maine is dealing with obesity, what's working, and what's not. I'm Nora Flaherty.